subject, my daughter is out of control, or is it me? Hello, Steve and Shirley. I am a single mother of one. I had my daughter when I was 25. She is now 20 years old, and she is driving me insane. From day one, I have done everything I could for her. I raised her to be respectful, courteous, and kind. She was on the honor roll from daycare to her junior year in high school, and I've supported her with Christian pageant, basketball, and Miss Teen USA. I share that because she has disrespected me too many times. She has stolen money, clothes, etc. from me. Upon graduating from high school, she's gotten out of control. She moved out to live with friends, and she paid rent there and cleaned their house, the whole nine. Well, while she was out of the house, she has gotten pregnant and moved back home. She started back stealing, breaking into my room, and not cleaning up after herself. I'm at my wit's end. I'm now ready to kick her out for good, but she's my only child, and I will miss my grandson. Shirley and Steve, please give me some advice. Well, it sounds like as a mom, you've done all you can, everything you could do to raise your daughter in the proper way. It sounds like that. You also say, though, that you raised her to be respectful from day one. But I have to ask you, was that respectful of just others and not of you? Because that's what it sounds like. Sounds like that's what's happening. She's not getting away with her despicable behavior, the stealing and all of that, and not cleaning up after herself with her so-called friends. When she lives with him, she knows them. She knows how to do right. So the issue becomes, as you ask yourself in the subject, is it you? Are you enabling her? You didn't have to let her move back into the house. You know, you didn't have to do that without some sort of rules, some sort of consequences for her actions. You could have set up some guidelines when she moves back. She's a grown woman now. Has there been any discipline whatsoever involved? And most importantly, why are you allowing this? You're the mother here. Why are you allowing your 20-year-old daughter to just run roughshod over you? What are you doing that for? Just because she's your only daughter? Just because she's your only daughter, you don't have to do that. You can have rules and standards and all of that stuff. So instead of writing us, Mom, my advice to you is to sit your daughter down and talk to her. This is your house, and it should be run the way you want it to be. Steve?
Here's the first thing I need to say before I respond to this letter. We are not talking about this 20-year-old girl being a grown woman. She's in grown woman situations. She ain't handling it like a grown woman. And that's what gets you in trouble. It's like my sons are 21. By law, they're men. But I keep telling my sons, until you can take care of all that you got that you owe and take care of yourself and everybody that surrounds you that you're responsible for, then you're a grown man.
Right.
You're working towards that, but you ain't no grown man. And this girl in this letter, this ain't no grown woman. You can be pregnant and all that. That don't make you grown. Kids get pregnant every day in this country. All right, so you got this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was on a roll from daycare to her junior year in high school. I done supported her with Christian pageants, basketball, and Miss Teen USA. I shared that because she has disrespected me too many times. She's stolen money, clothes, etc. from me. Upon graduating from high school, she's gotten out of control. Hold on. This started before that. See, she been doing little stuff to you the whole ride. Because it's obvious in this letter, you have no boundaries for this girl. You have no rules. Because, see, a person can't do something in your house unless you allow it. I don't understand. Upon graduating from high school, she's gotten out of control. She moved out to live with friends. She paid rent there and cleaned their house. The whole nine. Well, while she was out of the house, she's gotten pregnant and moved back home. She started back stealing, which means she was stealing from you before she went home. So this started before she graduated, because after she graduated, she moved out the house, moved in with friends. But see, what you leaving out, ma'am, is this started a while back. You have allowed this girl to do what she wanna do without any consequences. Now it's out of control. Who fault is that? It's both y'all's fault. It's her fault for being disrespectful of her parent, but then it's your fault for allowing her to be disrespectful. It's your fault for not setting up proper boundaries in the house. It's your fault for not creating laws and consequences. I don't know why y'all think because we're in a new day that you're supposed to raise kids different from the way you was raised. Who keep telling us this? Who passes out these ignorant books and pamphlets telling us how to raise kids when the way we was raised really does work?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.